7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Where is this wind coming from suddenly? And we gotta say it every damn time. So, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello once again. It's that very special time of day. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this very Dubious Goals Committee. And yeah, this is going to be one of those shows. Because I'm not in the best of shape. I had, why is it so muddy? Oh, it sort of rained, didn't it? Yeah. Man, I had the worst last 24 hours. And so, today I'm down at the creek, trying to find the healing power of owls. So yeah, I'm looking for owls. There was a gust of wind just now. Okay, it went away. Maybe the wind isn't going to be a problem after all. Good. It's a bright and sunny day, but it's not as warm as I thought. It's about 6.5 degrees now, maybe 7. And I'm very carefully trying to make it down the treacherous slope. This is very slippery. Everything's wet. There's a lot of wet leaves. Okay. And now I'm down in the creek valley. I thought we'd better come out and check for owls just in case. Because I don't know when owl season starts. But I'm starting to get the feeling that it starts a lot earlier than we think, which is why I'm out here today. Looking for owls. Let's look in the creek. Well, for one thing, there's absolutely no golf balls and no signs of any golf balls. The golf course is, of course, closed. Nobody's been golfing. Nobody's been sneaking on to golf like they used to because they put gates on the parking lot and now people can't park in the parking lot to steal free golf. So that's a thing. All right, well, I think I'm going to walk upstream a little bit and see what we can see, if anything. Well, I tell you about my horrible day yesterday. And this is going to get disgusting, so listener discretion is advised. If you have problems with other people's medical problems, this is not a show for you. Ooh, who that was? Okay, there's some birds flying around and doing stuff. What's going on down here? What's going on? Let's see what's happening. Right, so yesterday, after Dubious Goals Committee, I was eating my lunch. I mean, come on. You know the score. You know my schedule. You know what's happening. So I was eating my lunch, and I was enjoying it. I was thinking, yeah, this is great. And then it all went south. So I'm sitting there, and like on the last bite of my lunch, my throat starts to feel funny. I mean, a real strange feeling that I've never felt before. I thought, wow, that's a really strange feeling that I've never felt before. How unusual. And, okay, so I'm starting to clean stuff up and everything, right? And I can still feel weirdness in my throat. And I'm sort of starting to cough a little bit. And Yeah, and then it all goes straight to hell. Then I realized, oh my God, no, there's something in my throat. I can now feel it. It's halfway down my throat and it's stuck. And yeah, it's trying to go down the wrong pipe or something. I think it's stuck in the flap of my esophagus or something, and my epiglottis can't close quite right. Something is weird. And I'm coughing, starting to cough. I'm really starting to gag. And because I'm coughing and gagging, then my sinuses go off, right? So now my sinuses are draining while all this is happening. And it starts to get worse. It starts to get super bad. Then I got the stuff in my sinuses trying to go down into my... Okay, and it's... Yeah. Gack, hack, gack, hack. Gack, hack, hack. It's getting to be a problem. And every once in a while, something goes a little bit wrong, and I kind of choke a little bit. And I'm not having a good time. So I realize that, yep, okay. Grab the paper towels. It's time to go in after it. Right? Yay! My favorite thing to do ever. So I wrap a paper towel around my three fingers of my right hand. Shove my hand into my mouth, my fingers down in my throat. I can feel my epiglottis. I can feel the back of my tongue. It's weird. Ooh, what was that sound? That sounded like a hockey hawk. Ooh, there's a squeaky bird up there somewhere. Where is he? I can't find him. He's watching me, though. So I stick my hand down my throat. Scrape the back of my tongue and try to get the sides and everything. Pull my hand out of my mouth and... Yeah, there's some crap on the paper towel, but something's still in my throat. I'm still gagging. I go through another whole round of gagging and getting all the sinus crap out, but now it's all bloody. I'm just bleeding up a storm. I don't know if I... At first I thought I might have ripped something open in my throat, but I realized, no, this is just sinus blood. Very thin, not really bleeding out or anything. But it looks very dramatic, because, you know, I'm coughing up blood into the toilet, right? I'm just like, this is so me. This is, look, I'm just, it's just the middle of the afternoon. Probably dying. And like, God damn it, I wanted to play my synth. I'm sticking my... Okay, so this goes on for another 5 or 6 minutes, and I realize, no, whatever's in my throat is now in a worse spot. I'm not really hacking and gagging. There's a squirrel right down here. Hi, buddy. I'm hacking, I'm gagging, and I'm realizing, my God, whatever's down there, it is still down there. So I have to go back in. Oh my God, so I grab another paper towel, wrap it around the fingers, shove the fingers down my throat, and I'm trying to scrape my throat clean, and I'm trying to scrape my epiglottis. I'm trying to reach down into my lungs to try to get whatever the hell is trying to get in there out. Pull my hand back out. Paper towels, just nothing but blood. Like, this sucks. And I realized whatever is in my throat is still in my throat. More hacking, more gagging. Lots and lots of blood. Oh. And then a couple of minutes after that, it just stopped. Yeah, even after that second time I took my hand out of my throat. Yeah, there was still something in my down in there, but at this point I must have coughed it out or swallowed it or whatever. Suddenly it was gone. So that was a relief. And as I'm sitting there relaxing, thinking, oh, wow, trying to take a deep breath, trying to breathe, trying to get my sinuses to stop. You know, I'm thinking, wow, what a relief. That was getting to be really, and then wham, I hit my head on the door, on the edge of the door. I'm like, oh, God damn it. And my head hurt. And I thought, am I the dumbest beyond the dumbest? So I sat down and then I kind of wanted to just pass out. You know what I mean? Just sitting there going, this is terrible. Because now, with all the coughing and gagging and sticking my fingers down my throat, now my throat's all messed up. My epiglottis is all swollen. My uvula's been all beat up. And just, now I just have that feeling of, oh, now there's something in my throat, but there isn't anything in my throat. It's just, you know, everything is swollen, and every time I swallow, it hurts. Ugh. And yeah, I thought this would all have gone away by the time I woke up. By the time I wake up, everything will be fine. Yeah, no. Yeah, I did not sleep super great. Could not fall asleep. Didn't fall asleep until well after 3:15. Woke up immediately at 5:30. Felt like crap. Decided to take a bath. Hey, wait, what's that? What am I seeing over there? Hold on. Oh, no. Just weird. Okay. And I thought there was like a big red-headed bird in a tree over there. No, it's just as the tree branch is bent funny, there's a shadow, and then there's like a leaf reflecting light. And so I thought I saw something good when I didn't. I'm just standing here at the most upstreamward. Ow, my throat. I'm at the most upstreamward point. There's a cliff. I could step into the, I could step off this cliff and fall 1.5 meters into the water. That might be fun. Ugh, now that I'm turning around, I'm facing into the sun, and I didn't wear my sunglasses. Yeah, okay, so, yeah, here I am. I've got this weird thing with my throat, but, you know, when do I not have a weird thing with my throat? It's unpleasant, and I don't want to do this, and I just want to chill out and do nothing and drink tea and maybe take a bath for 75 hours. That does sound like a good plan. Because I'm not finding any owls. Oh, there's a dog on the golf course. And then there's somebody clapping. I heard a clap. There's somebody behind him walking the dog somewhere. Walk on your... Oh, no, there's a guy down in the creek on the other side. And the dog is up there at the top of the golf course. They're hunting the wild marmots today. I'm not finding any owls. I just want some owls. Right, so then... There he comes. Boom, ba da ba da boom. Oh, he's a big fluffy buddy. Hi, buddy. He's looking at me. He's like, wait, there's somebody down here? And he looks back at the guy. He looks back. The dog's behind him and he doesn't know. Ooh, that dog just jumped over the tree. That was awesome. Alright, so then, I forgot to mention this part. There was one redeeming good thing that happened yesterday. And yes, it was just one. And that was this. Some hours after all this had gone down, all this throat business, you know, this all happened right after Dubious Goals Committee. So later in the evening, it was at about 7 o'clock, I realized, oh, I got to go get some food. I have to go buy groceries because I got no damn food for tomorrow. Well, I do have some food. I had about, you know, 300 grams of mushrooms, and that was about it. I'm out of peppers, I'm out of onions, I'm out of everything. So, I said, yeah, I thoroughly feel like crap. Let's go to the grocery store. Because I had to. I got no damn food. So I went to the grocery store. Got a whole load of damn food. Including, but not limited to, more onions and more bell peppers to go with those onions. I mean, with those mushrooms. And I got some beef. I got some hamburguesa. So is that what I'm eating today? Am I going to try to take it easy today? I also got a couple little frozen entrees here and there. So on crappy days, I don't have to try to cook. Is today a crappy day? I don't know. We're going to find out. So I got all my stuff. And, I also got some more seasoned salt, which I ran out of the other day, and that kind of annoyed me, but anyway. Yeah, I actually remembered to get some stuff that I actually needed. It was a freaking miracle. And so I'm, you know, checking out. I take my groceries up to the front of the store, and I go to the self-checkout lane, and Alexis is standing there helping another customer, so I sort of sneak around behind her, and I go up to the other embeepinator, and I start embeepinating my groceries, and she comes up, "Hi, Tobe." "Hi, Alexis. How are you? Na 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 na." "I'm pretty damn crappy." Well, so we stood there and we talked while I embeepinated my groceries. And then by the time that was done, there was no more people in the store. We were just sitting there, standing there, chatting about, you know, nothing. And suddenly I realized that there was nobody in the store. It was the weirdest thing. And I said, "Oh, wait, check this out. Oh my God, look, it's empty." And we waited for one lady to leave one of the checkout stands. And when she walked away, boom, there was nobody. It's the first time I've ever seen that place empty. And so we started talking about that. And, you know, it's all, well, this, it makes sense. At this time of year, this kind of weather, yeah, it gets slow after 7 o'clock. Well, I knew that to begin with, but, you know, it wasn't even 8 by the time the place was empty, but it was awesome. So I talked to Alexis for a while. And then I noticed that she had on a new name tag. And this is, I think this is the third one I've seen her in. What's that smell? Hold on a second. I caught something. Now I'm just getting wet leaves. No, I had something for a minute. It's true that I'm close to that old suspected fox den. It's right over there. Maybe I caught that. Anyway. So yeah, I then hung out in the grocery store, just standing there holding my groceries that are all bagged up. And I talked to Alexis for another I don't know how many minutes until somebody else finally walked up to the embeepinator stations and started embeepinating their groceries. And the lady had a problem, and Alexis had to go over there. And so I said, "Yeah, go do your job. I'll see you later. Blah, 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 blah." We talked about all kinds of sort of inconsequential stuff. The holidays, blah, blah, blah. But she did have a new name tag. And this one did not say Alexis. This one said Lexi. Lexi A. Does her last name really begin with an A, or did they just take the A from Alexis in the front of her name and move it behind her name? I did not ask about this, but if there's one thing I understand in life, it's that if people have something written on their name tag, it's probably what they want to be called. Oh, which means I get to call her Lexi. I'm climbing out of the creek. And so now I'm climbing back into the wind. So yeah, I talked to Lexi for a while. She was a real sweetheart. And then I took my groceries, left the store, got in my car, went home. And I realized exactly how pathetic my life is. When the only human being I get to talk to on a weekly basis is the girl at the Embeepinator station. Okay, we're back at the synth station. Let's bring it up. Kapok. Yay, isn't this fun? Yeah, so I haven't really done much more with this. I did mess with this a little bit last night. I unpatched some of the useless stuff that we weren't using. Some of it's still hooked up, though. And, basically, I sort of thought, well, we still need to do... Oh, yeah, I just remembered what I did. I forgot. I actually did do something. I started messing around with the Formant filter, plugging it into a BCA, gating it from the performance sequencer, and now we get this. So now it's just a little more staccato than it used to be. It was legato, and now it's staccato. Don't I sound like I know what I'm talking about? I know big words that are about music. Yeah, so I thought maybe we need to mess with this. Not that, this. And I thought the best way to do that might be to dink around with the accumulator, which is the magic thing in the sequencer that advances just some of the notes some of the time. And how do we do that again? Press this button, and then this button.
Yeah, and so what we need to do is put the variation here. Much. It's going. I like it, but yeah. No. Okay. Okay. This is doing something that I want it to do. But I don't know what I want it to do. So I say I want it to do something, but I don't actually know what I want it to do. And what does it mean, Tub? What does it all mean? I don't know. I think I have to push some other buttons. How do I get into the menu for this? Yeah, okay. Positive limit 8. Let's... Oop, damn it, the hell. Let's knock that down to like 4. And not going to worry about the negative limit. Mode, stage, order, wrap. Do we want it wrap or do we just want it? No, we do want wrap. That's not wrap music, it's wrap around. Reset manual. Yeah, okay. We're good. Let's get back into the actual thingy madingy. Yeah, okay, but because this is only the note's gonna change, but what if we go down? Weird. Let's go down 2. Yeah, no. See, the problem here is that I have not actually used any brains. I've got all this, you know, synth equipment working, but I don't have brains working. And so what I'm going to have to do is sit down, activate my brain, and figure out what the point of any of this is. I got to figure out where I want this to go. Do we really need the arpeggio to be so, what's the word I'm looking for, dynamic musically when it's already fairly dynamic because it's changing chords? Do we need the arpeggio to change notes? It's all going to sound relatively fine, but I don't want relatively fine. I want sheer, unadulterated, ass-kicking awesomeness. And, well, sometimes I can't stumble into that. Now, can I? Sometimes I need to actually sit down and think about it, which is not really the Tobe way to go about doing anything, now is it? No. So, what if we do it on the wonky notes? What if we add some weirdness to the notes that don't sound all the time? That was weird. Let's go up 2 on this one, and we'll go down 1 on this one. All right. Well, can't really hear it, and we're running out of time. So I'll just say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 19:30 UTC. And I'll explain this tomorrow. End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.